Protesters clash with federal agents, conservative influencers outside ICE facility in Minnesota. Minneapolis, conflict between protesters and Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers continued on January 11 outside a federal building that the agency is using as a detention facility. The clashes also embroiled conservative influencer Nick Sorter, who sped off from the scene with fellow influencer Cam Higby after conflicts with protesters that culminated in his vehicle being surrounded. The latest clashes come amid a weekend of protests and arrests in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot driver Renee Nicole Good in her vehicle. Videos show the woman suddenly accelerate, and one of the agents, who was standing in front of the vehicle, fired at Good, killing her. The January 7 incident has provoked clashing interpretations, with the Trump administration defending the officer as others accuse him of using excessive force against the backdrop of a massive ICE deployment in the Twin Cities. Anti-ICE protests have since spread across the country. In downtown Minneapolis, law enforcement detained 30 demonstrators during marches in the street on the evening of January 9 and into the early morning of January 10. Demonstrators also targeted hotels they believed to be hosting ICE. Later on January 10, tens of thousands of anti-ICE protesters took to the streets in and around Powderhorn Park. That same day, Representative Ilhan Omar and two other House Democrats from Minnesota said they were rapidly ejected from an ICE facility at the Bishop Henry Whipple Federal Building. The confrontations between protesters, Higby, and Sorter took place the evening of January 11. Video from Higby documents a chaotic scene as Sorter tussled with at least one demonstrator. Seconds later, a flashbang detonated. The two later entered their vehicle. Protesters surrounded the spray-painted automobile, blocking the front of it before the pair sped off. Demonstrators sought to report alleged crimes by the two to Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies who arrived after Sorter and Higby left. One man, who would not provide his name, was left with a small gash on his nose. He told the Epoch Times that his tooth was chipped where he was struck. On social media, Sorter told the Epoch Times he fled to a station belonging to the Eagan Police Department and was briefly detained. Eagan is in Minnesota's Dakota County rather than Hennepin County. Sergeant Eric Tesmer of the Eagan Police Department told the Epoch Times that Sorter was not detained. At one point on the afternoon of January 11, a protester parked his car on the threshold of the Whipple Federal Building and held up a sign. A crowd of demonstrators who had been on the other side of the street then approached the Whipple driveway, whooping as a line of immigration law enforcement officers moved toward them from the facility's campus. The officers fired non-lethal projectiles at the demonstrators, pushing at least one demonstrator back as they advanced. Immigration law enforcement detained the man who had parked his vehicle in the driveway. The car was driven inside and, later, towed, drawing jeers and taunts from the protesters. Hennepin County Sheriff's deputies also approached the fractious scene, speaking to protesters as they and ICE gradually backed up to their respective sides of the street. Megan Larson of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office told the Epoch Times that the department had not made any arrests on January 11, saying the deputies were there as part of their regular patrol of the area. "All of the protesters that we have encountered have been peaceful," she said. The Epoch Times has reached out to ICE seeking information on how many protesters were detained on January 11 at Whipple. The uneasiness continued after the afternoon clash. One protester chased down a vehicle as it exited Whipple, which hosts many federal agencies in addition to the ICE detention facility.